DeepSeek moves up the stack with pricing signals and a developer platform. DeepSeek made two separate appearances on Hacker News this week that, taken together, tell a coherent story about how a Chinese AI lab is repositioning itself under U.S. export control constraints. A peak and off-peak pricing announcement for the DeepSeek API, I scored a modest 47 points, but the 13 comments were dense with production users dissecting what the pricing structure means for their cost models. The fact that DeepSeek needs price signals to smooth inference load suggests the operation is far more commercially scaled than some Western analysts have assumed. The larger move was DeepSeek Harness, which scored 676 points in 276 comments, a genuinely large response for a developer tooling announcement. Harness appears to be an attempt to move up the stack from raw API access toward an integrated developer experience platform, incorporating testing, evaluation pipelines, and workflow tooling built around the DeepSeek model family. The strategic logic follows the playbook Anthropic ran with Claude for Teams and OpenAI ran with the assistance API. Transform a commodity API into a platform with real switching costs. DeepSeek's response to hardware constraints. U.S. export controls have limited its access to the highest-end training chips, has combined efficiency innovation, including published work on training efficiency, with market positioning that competes on developer experience and price rather than on raw capability. The Harness comment thread surfaced a structural limitation, however. For verticals touching regulated data, the compliance overhead of using a Chinese API provider is a barrier that pricing and tooling cannot easily overcome, constraining DeepSeek's addressable enterprise market in the US and EU regardless of model quality.